Space, the endless deep. These are the voyages of Starfleet, a force for good in the galaxy made up of many races and species all working together for the greater good. The galaxy is a strange and wonderful place, sometimes dangerous, but always full of adventure. The officers of Starfleet are the best and brightest of their species, and we follow a group of such officers now as we play Star Trek Adventures.
Hello, and welcome to episode 432 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. This is Star Trek Adventures and session 3 of Biological Clock. I am Archive, and I am running this thing. There are players. Mordrigan, who are you?
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Killad, the Temarian Chief of Security.
Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I am playing Rogers, the Human Chief Engineer.
Luddied.
I am Bloodied, and I am playing Dr. Takar, your resident Vulcan Head of Medical.
And Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and I believe I will be playing Kalos Onovran, the Betazoid Science Officer.
And who of you wants to update us on what happened last time?
We went down to the planet. I'm doing the talking now because this is the last time I'm going to be able to talk clearly. We went down to the planet to have a look at the big mechanical tower in the middle of the desert. When we got there, we found that it was a big mechanical tower in the middle of the desert that had a couple of insectoid-looking fellas about it, one of whom was stuck in some kind of power field, force field type affair, and the other one seemed to be attacking the tower, seemingly in an effort to get them out. We decided to try and approach the tower and see what was going on with that, and me and the other security officer got immediately caught in a force field, which is kind of what we do. That's our job, to get captured and then be rescued by all the clever people. Luckily, our resident clever person, the engineer Rogers, managed to get to the tower and disable the force fields as more of these insecty guys turned up. We did some rudimentary... the insect, they seemed quite hostile to us while the force fields were up, but once they realised that we'd taken the force fields down, they were like, awesome, you seem okay. And we did some pantomime talking, and I kind of proved that they were intelligent by doing some maths at them. They were talking with these flashing bursts of tetrion radiation, which we took considerable numbers of readings on. I believe Kalos Onovran took fuckloads of tricorder readings on. Dr. Takav took a shitload of biological readings on them, and we thought, you know what, we probably at some point should build a universal translator for them, but we'll go right ahead and do that on the ship. So that's what we decided to do. We then went back up to the ship, and Killad spent some time writing out a big message to the captain, which basically read, I'm not certain that this tower is supposed to be there, and I'm a little bit worried that it's there to enslave or somehow restrain these creatures, as when they popped up out of the sand and the force fields had gone away, they seemed to grow wings. I think that's it. Can't think of anything else.
Hello?
Okay. So I believe you set up the... you'd started working on the Universal Translator, and it's basically hit a point where it needs to compile.
Yeah, we've scored a
load of data. Yeah, you've got a breakthrough. So you fed it a load of data, and it's like it's latched onto, we're doing something. But now it's got to work through that data. Also, Commander Onovran was writing up a some sort of PowerPoints, I believe, which the captain wanted to see. So you'd all gathered in the science department, I believe.
Oh, cool. I didn't mean to actually present anything, but Kalos was going to do whatever the standard format write-up is.
Yeah, Kalos got ambushed because Kalos was trying to write an entire paper and Captain Wells was just like, well, this sounds interesting. Tell me about it.
Oh, God. It has been a long day.
I mean, you can always claim you summarize based on...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the points I'm going to make are probably a harvesting device. There is obviously a life cycle going on here that this device is aiming to catch them in a particular stage of. Don't know what happens to them afterwards. Couldn't find any iconography on the tower, so we don't know who did it. Can't remember if Rogers found anything in the computer that could have indicated who made the damn thing either.
No, I don't think there was anything.
I seem to remember some kind of iconography that seemed sort of vaguely familiar. Was that right?
No, all you knew was that it wasn't created by any species you know.
Okay.
Because if it had been, you'd have recognised things.
Uh-huh.
I think we also couldn't completely work out what the sensor array things were for. So there were a lot of unknowns about it. But we do know that there's this other techie thing at the top of the mountain that we want to go look at next, because it's probably related because it's doing also Tetrion-y things.
Yeah, I think the mountain was the next choice, because the other one is we'd have to go into the cavern.
Yeah, we can. The mountain is the other one we can transport to.
Yeah, plus it would be better to be able to speak local before going into the caverns that may well be full of, you know, locals.
Yeah, I will also highlight the fact that we collected an awful lot of data, and Rogers has thrown it at the computer, and Universal Translator is crunching it as we speak. I think that's all the points that I would bring up to the captain.
Yeah, that's fair. She basically listens and nods and sort of considers, like, right, so you want to investigate the mountain next?
It does seem to be another technological signature. It is active in much the same way as the site that we visited. If it's another harvesting device, it would be good to know about that. This one may have more indications of who built it on it. Other than that, we now have the evidence from the Tetrion bursts we detected whilst at the tower to surmise that the signatures coming from the cave systems are likely the rest of this insectoid race, although we can't work out what the one in the core is.
Interesting. Well, carry on. Keep me updated. I'm quite curious to know more.
Men with baskets. Indiana Jones looking confused. Who do we think is... Why do we think there is a tower there trying to capture locals?
Across the history of the Federation, we've encountered various unpleasant reasons to harvest living beings. From traditional medicines to otherwise unattainable substances.
Killad switches to science speech. The ability to generate tetrions in normal space?
That is certainly a significant one. There is every possibility that they're being studied, for want of a better word, humanely, but the capture method is dubious. But
Momote, looking at the stone axe, Momote, gun in hand, these people are not ready for such technology. They are not warp capable and therefore should not be being contacted, harvested in this manner.
I agree. They shouldn't be being harvested at all, willing or not. But we aren't the ones who got here first, and we need to find out what this other influence is doing.
Killad just nods.
I think the mountain site will teach us more. Kalos on a hunch will start poking at the computer to see if he's getting anything different with regard to the planetary signatures, particularly around the tower. Was there is there basically no activity anymore? Is it something? Because he's beginning to wonder if it's like cicada generations. They burrow in and develop over years, and then they come out in a sort of cadence, but all at once. And then they mate, and then they lay eggs, and then they go off, and all goes around again. There's like four different generations of cicadas, and they sort of cycle around. If the burst is over, maybe there's another one happening elsewhere.
The particularly strong... Oh, do you want to roll for this or not?
No.
Yeah, it's entirely up to you. You know how to scan the surface now. You've got that working, but you can if you like.
We currently have 6 momentum. So
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we're full.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, because you gained a lot back in the thingamy roll in the extended.
Because cool. Rogers knows what he's doing.
Yes. Okay, great. You don't see any new kind of strong readings. There's general readings all over the planet, but low level. But it's the particularly sort of strong readings. You don't notice much tetraon activity in the area of the power signature, but that is still basically the power signature of technology still sort of seems to be there. This is a different reading to the mountain peak. In the mountain peak, what you're seeing is some quite strong tetraon activity, just like quite small, but very localized, and it's quite unusual.
Okay, so possibly another podcast.
Yeah, whereas in the caverns, what you're getting is a huge concentration of tetraon bursts.
Still the same patterns?
Yes.
Okay. Who knows? In a couple of hours, we might actually know what they're saying. Okay. Silly signature at the core still there?
The weird blind spot.
Yeah.
That's still there.
Is there any, on Geoscan, is there anything that seems to indicate that there might be access to the core from somewhere? Or is this more of an Earth-like planet with a mantle and outer and inner cores?
What you find, geoscans show that the planet is actually in an entirely liquid state.
Ha! Huh. But we stood on it not long ago.
Yeah, the planet's core.
All liquid.
Yeah, the planet's core is completely liquid. Actually, quite interestingly, it seems to be creating regular subspace inversions, you think? Because you're noticing solanogen formed throughout the planet's crust, which is typically only seen in subspace.
Yeah, we noticed that before, didn't we?
Yeah, that was somewhat lower down the list because it was difficult to get at. So that means that the planet is wibbling.
Yes, the planet is wibbling.
Is it the planet itself or some tech that's buried down there? Anyway, next on list, mountain. What sort of progress is the computer making, i.e. how much longer would we have to wait for it to get to a usable state?
I'm going to guess it's after another away mission?
6 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours.
I mean, you've programmed it and then you've had a decent conversation with the captain and discussed. So, yeah, it's basically getting to a point where possibly something additional could be done.
Oh, good. Right.
It's making progress. You think it's not got through all the data it's churning through yet, but you could potentially, there's enough results coming through that you could potentially try to modify the program that's set up at this point.
Okay. Well, Rogers is the expert on this one, so I will look to them.
Yep.
So what would that do? Would that speed it up?
This would speed it up. This is basically, I'm saying, you can make another extended task roll.
Right, okay.
Right.
But I'm trying to put it in game terms.
So, Again, I think Killad would help you by trying to add his command knowledge and knowledge of being an alien what don't talk right to you. I would argue again, I'd probably try and use reasoning command to help that fly, Mokai.
Sorry, what was the reasoning for that?
Because I am an alien who talks differently than most aliens, so I can give information.
Yeah. And why the command?
Well, the command is more that I am making sure that they stay on task and making sure that they follow my suggestion with regards to how we communicate, because I've actually communicated with Saw, and I am used to communicating with humans when they don't understand me, and making myself known with humans when they don't understand me, i.e. commanding them when they don't understand me.
I'll allow it.
Excellent. So I will be trying to give you one extra die, but I have to make that test. I think we were using the ship's computers as well, weren't we, for this?
Yes.
So you will get one die against, I think it was science, wasn't it? So you'll get one die against 12. You'll get my die rolling for you as well. My die is still against 12. Yeah, my die's also against, and then you'll get your dice. We've also got 6 momentum if you want to pick up another couple of dice.
2 dice is 3 momentum, which is perfectly reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is now difficulty 2.
It is difficulty 2.
So you've got 2 for you.
1 from me, 1 from the ship.
So that's 4. And you have a focus, was it? Because linguistics.
Yes.
So your successes count double.
Yeah, but they're only the ones on your dice, which is why it's worth you buying dice with momentum.
Yes, because that they work on your rules.
Okay, so is it 2 momentum for...
It's 3 momentum. It's 3 momentum for 2 extra dice. But we might as well spend 2 momentum to get you 3 momentum to get you 2 extra die.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the most effective.
Okay.
Okay, I have spent the momentum. You do get a success from me.
Right. So that's a success from you.
Yeah. And then you roll 1 die against 12 for the ship.
Okay. The ship did not pass.
Okay, well, that's annoying, but never mind. And then you.
I got 1 success.
Blimey.
Hang on. And then the 2 extra dice, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry, I've only got 2d20 out, so. So that's a total of 4 successes.
How did you get... I gave you 1. How many successes did you roll on your dice?
3.
In which case you get 7 successes, because yours counts 2.
Yeah, sorry. Joys of relevant focuses.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, you scored a whole load of successes. And it was difficulty 2, right? I think we're full of momentum again.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Excellent.
We might be going a bit ham on these rolls.
Well, it's worth us doing it simply so that when it go shit, we've got loads of momentum to make it on shit as quick as possible.
That's true.
Yeah. Now you roll. Is it? It's a number of dice equal.
D6 is equal to your successes. Oh no, to the relevant discipline.
2 plus the relevant discipline. I think it is actually.
D6.
Yeah. And then it was
science, wasn't it?
It was science. Yeah.
I thought I'd found the set on extended task in the book, and it turns out I'd found the GM section, which was a lot of information about how to build an extended task. And I'm like, yeah, I found it now. But yeah, it was just like, this is not what I was looking for. Cool. So yes, you roll basically, it's 2 Star Trek dice plus Star Trek dice equal to your discipline, so science.
Please note, we could also, I think, spend some momentum to do things. Does this task have any resistance?
No.
No. Okay. Well, in that case, roll your D6s and tell us what you get on each D6, and then we can either do additional work or re-roll the work if it comes up shit.
So do you want each result or a total?
Yeah, I need each result so that I can tell you what they get, because Star Trek dice are weird.
Oh, okay. So I got a 1.
Okay.
A 3.
Okay.
A 4.
Okay.
And 2 5s.
Okay. So currently we got 3 plus 2 effects. I would suggest we go to the bother of spending 2 momentum to get 2 extra points of work. Oh no, or we could... How many dice did you roll that didn't come up either 1, 2, 5 or 6? Is it 2 or 3?
2.
Okay. In that case, we could just spend 2 momentum to get 2 points of additional work just to get us to that point of doing another breakthrough.
I'd be up for it.
Because then next round, your difficulty is 1.
Yeah, if we don't do that, how do we get to that point?
Well,
we have to do it again.
Yeah, well, the amount of work that we're doing will go against the amount of work the task needs us to do to break it down. We've already done 5, and I think it was 13 we needed total?
I believe so, yeah.
So if we do 2 extra, 1, we make our last roll, we make our next roll very easy because it's difficulty 1, and therefore we're probably going to generate a shitload of momentum, which we can then spend on work, which we can then guarantee we get to that 13. Plus, we'll be at 10 by the end of this roll. And by the time we come back from our away mission, we might be able to do another test. So I would say we drop down to 4 momentum and spend 2 momentum to do additional work. Increase the work done by plus 1 for this task.
Cool. Yeah, I'm happy for you to do that. So... yeah, you hit another breakthrough.
We do.
You look over what you're getting out so far, and just looking at the results, you can sort of see, okay, so these sort of readings are mapping to this, but actually, no, these readings are all... Sorry, what? Sorry, chat message. You mean 2 breakthroughs total in the chat, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. I've got a thing. If I see a notification come, I have to look at it instantly. It's a bit of an issue.
I'm just using Skype to keep notes because if I put them on a piece of paper, I will lose them by the time that we play this again.
I had a horrifying thought of you didn't mean you just got 2 breakthroughs. No, I'm not. No. That's
2 breakthroughs
cool.
Total.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. That is what I thought. Sorry. I have lost my words.
You were telling us we were looking at what it was doing and they were mapping to something. And
yeah, basically... it's like you were mapping it through and you sort of see the point where actually these things are being grouped together when they shouldn't be because, you know, these results don't look quite right. So you kind of figured out the algorithm and where you think you could add in some extra rules to change it. And you think, actually, this seems to be doing a good job now.
Yeah.
I mean, it needs to reprocess a lot of the stuff it processed, but you've made it a lot better.
By the time we finish, Killad looks pleased and then turns to everybody and says, Indiana Jones, running through green fields. Should we get down to the surface?
I think that would be advisable. Pack up and grab the same people and go, I guess.
Yeah. Is anyone doing anything else on the way? If not, then make your way to the transporter room.
Do I already... oh no, I remember now. If I go and get a phaser rifle, it gives you a load of threat, doesn't it? I'm not going to do that. Not right now. I don't feel the need to.
Fair enough. So you all make your way to the transporter room. The transporter team have gone through a shift change while you've been gone, but the new team don't seem particularly surprised to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You suspect that there's probably gossip spreading around the ship about exactly what's going on. Starships are, well, they're not exactly known as places where no one's interested. They'll wait till you get onto the transporter pad and quickly plug in the coordinates that you tell them. And soon you find yourself on a rocky and frigid peak at high altitude.
Huh.
As soon as the transport is complete, you feel this bone-chilling cold, just freezing your breath. Visible as you exhale. You find yourself standing on a rocky ledge overlooking a magnificent mountain chain stretching beyond the horizon. And ahead of you on the ledge, you see a pile of cracked and empty eggshells, each about the size of a melon.
Uh-huh.
Scanning.
Give me a second, because there may be an issue. Me being a find out work. No, I think we're all right. The security officer get our phasers out. And then just sort of spread out to let the sciencey people do the sciencey thing, basically.
Widdly weeps to the fore. What do I have to do to scan them? I can't remember.
To widdly weep, yeah, you can do an optional roll for scanning, just general scanning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is up to you if you would like to take that option.
I mean, we're only on 4 momentum, so...
So it's science reason, isn't it?
Yes. I think so. Let's go with yes.
I have a focus in xenobiology. Does that count here?
Yes.
Yay!
Okay. My difficulty is 16. Well, only one of those dice succeeds, but that does still mean 2 successes.
Cool. Have 2 momentum.
Yeah.
Yay.
And your scanning basically shows that just beyond the ledge, about 30 meters below, there's weak flashes of tetrions.
Oh dear.
Okay. Is there any sign of how long ago they hatched?
Are you approaching the nest?
How far are we from the nest at the moment?
Not very far. A few meters.
Will you have told us about the weak tetrions coming from halfway down the cliff?
I mean, Kalos will be looking at the nest and sort of poking his tricolor and going, oh, that's odd. Really? There? I suppose they could be burrowed.
Unless he tells us I can't act on it. So.
Is anyone else doing anything?
I would be watching out. So I am looking out for danger. So it is possible that if there is indeed an alien who has fallen off the cliff and needs our help, I might spot them.
Where exactly are you at the moment?
Me and the science officer, me and the security officer are probably on either side of the group of scientists. We have learned our lesson about going further forward than them, so we'll be equal with the front line.
Yep, so you're still basically standing roughly where you were when you transported in, just a little way to each side. Okay.
Kalos will gesture forwards and say, I'd like to get a bit closer, if at all possible. I want to try and find out how long it's been since they hatched. Which way is the cliff compared to the nest? Beyond it? To the side?
It's beyond it. The basically, it's pretty much...
So it's us, nest, cliff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will gesture in the direction of the cliff, and somewhere over that way there are some weak tetrion bursts, but I don't know whether that's interference from the cliff or what.
Jones Sr. looking over at the destruction of a tank. Indiana commenting, is it possible one of them's fallen over the cliff and they require help?
It's possible. What does the terrain of the nest look like? Does it look really broken up, like stuff has burrowed through it?
No, it doesn't look like anything's burrowed through it. From where you're standing now, what you can really see is that the eggshells seem to be held together by some sort of sticky mucus-like substance.
Have they hatched?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all the shells are cracked and empty.
I'm going to go round the nest, because we know that at least one phase of their life cycle burrows, and that could mean cave-ins.
He's not going alone. I'll go with him. I have my phaser ready.
As you both approach the nest, you notice that there actually seem to be several trails of this ooze leading from the nest up to the wall of the cliff, going into a cave.
Okay,
you also notice...
Sorry, quick question. Is the cliff going up or down?
You are on a ledge, sort of halfway down a mountain, so there is ledge.
There is cliff on both sides of you. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Cliff up and cliff down.
Right.
And you're on a little ledge in the middle.
With some mucusy eggs.
And there is a trail of mucus leading into a nearby cave. But you also notice that the ledge near the outer edge of this nest seems to have given way to a landslide.
Okay.
Not going close to the edge of what looks like a landslide.
Killad will wave you back and then sort of get on his stomach and crawl forwards to see if there are any injured natives.
Killad edges forward, and looking down into the chasm, he can see a small creature. It's like one of the hatchlings, just curled up into a ball, struggling to stay alive.
Okay.
Its legs are bent in ways. I mean, you don't know what these creatures should be like, but...
Probably not how it is.
How
far down is it?
About 30 metres.
Fuck it. I start climbing down.
Okay. This is a daring plus security task on a difficulty of 3.
I'm going to be spending some momentum, people. Can somebody help me?
What sort of roll is it?
Well, if you're... It's currently, for me, it's daring security. I've got 14 on that, and I'm going to buy myself 2 extra dice. I have a question for you, Archive.
Mm-hmm.
I have a focus in geology. Would that help me climbing down this sheer cliff face made of rock?
Yeah, why not?
Excellent.
It can help you identify which of the rocks look more solid and which look less solid.
Indeed. If Lieutenant Commander Onovrun is willing to, like, you know, spot me from the top,
I'm not sure this is one where someone can comfortably help, really, because, yeah.
Well,
you're on your own on this one.
Wish me luck, everybody. No need to wish me luck, everybody. One of my dice failed, all of the others succeeded. We're back up to 6 momentum because I got 6 successes. I will climb down and attempt to retrieve the hatchling.
You climb down and land on the snow at the bottom. You can see the remains of a hatched egg, which clearly rolled off the side.
Mm-hmm.
And the creature that's emerged from it is still just setting out these little flashes of tetrions, but otherwise doesn't really seem able or alert enough to really respond in any sort of way to your appearance.
That's fine.
So
I'm wearing a sash, so I will tuck it in the sash and cinch it tightly to me so that I've got 2 hands left to climb back up again. Before I climb up, though, I will tap my communicator and contact Dr. Takav, who is up the top, and say, Jean Grey, preparing her instruments. Dr. Takav, I am bringing somebody who may or may not need medical attention. Be ready, and then I'll try and climb back up.
I will get ready.
Hoping I don't need to make a second roll to climb up.
No, you found the way down. You can basically come back up the way you came,
mm-hmm.
following the same route. You've established the best handholds, and actually going up is much easier because you can see where you're going.
Yeah, always nice. I'll get back up. I will carefully come over the edge because, of course, we know it's crumbly. And then I will get over to Dr. Takav as fast as possible and present the hatchling.
Okay. Right. Okay, so I'm going to have to try and help this wee little being.
Every action star ever looking at their wounds. Should we get to a hospital or do it here?
I mean, I
mean, how cold is it actually?
Oh, good point.
It's definitely cold. It's a temperature you can survive in, but it's not a temperature you can be comfortable in.
I think it would be best if I teleported back to the med bay with the patient.
I'll wave over to the security officer to go with you.
Mm-hmm. Logical.
Okay.
Tap, tap. 3 to beam up. The med bay.
You are.
I always do that.
With a shimmer in the air and the sound of the transporter, 3 of them vanish from the mountainside. You find yourselves back in the transporter room and make your way to the med bay.
Right. They need to go. They need to be put on a fucking report because they were told to transport straight to med bay. Damn it. When
I'm
you
sure
tell the chief
Dr.
that.
Takav will give them the most dry. upbraiding that they've ever had.
This means you've got to walk through the corridors holding an alien we don't know who it is. So,
I mean, to be fair, if you turn up and Takav says, I meant medbay, they will immediately look very apologetic and put in new coordinates to get you to medbay.
That's fine. I assume that they will do that.
Yes, they will.
Good. Thanks.
You are the chief medical officer. They're like, very low ranking in comparison.
They're chiefs.
Hey, chief isn't low ranking.
No,
yeah. Their chiefs are not on duty right now.
Okay.
Their chiefs are on the fucking planet.
Yes, actually. Chief of Engineering would be Rogers, wouldn't it?
Chief of Engineering is Rogers, and Chief of Security is me, so take your choice, because O'Brien was under Worf, I think.
Oh, anywho.
Yeah, you're dealing with, like, lieutenants at best here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find yourself in medbay.
Hmm. I will immediately set about trying to help the hatchling. So I have the scans I used on our first encounter. So that'll help me. Does that give me a base understanding of how they should look when they are healthy?
Sort of. But you realise quite quickly this does appear to be a different life stage. So it probably doesn't directly translate. However, with your expertise in both veterinary medicine and xenobiology, you can probably get a good idea of what you're looking for.
Okay, I will set to work.
Okay, would you like to make me a control plus medicine?
I would certainly love to, because that's 17.
We have 6 momentum at the moment, so if you want to spend any momentum to get yourself extra dice, and given you've got xenobiology, probably get us back our momentum, go ahead!
Okay, yeah, no problem. Right, so that means I'm rolling 2d20s for my skills, plus another one for the momentum?
Well, you could spend 3 momentum and get 2 dice.
Okay, yeah, I'll spend 3 momentum to get 2 dice, so 4 this total.
This is a difficulty of 1, so, I mean, go for it.
Okay.
Right, I'll take our momentum down.
That's 4 successes.
4 successes on the dice, is that?
Mm-hmm, yes.
In which case, that's 8 successes, because yours counts.
You have a relevant focus.
Oh, right, okay.
We're back at 4 for momentum.
It's not necessarily a terrible way of doing things.
No.
To be sure, and if it works out, we just get it back.
And eventually there's going to be complications, so we want to keep that momentum up.
Fair.
Okay, so with your medicine skill, you establish quite quickly that although it's definitely injured its legs, the injuries aren't that serious, and they're quite easy to heal because this is in the nymph stage of the life cycle, so like its exoskeleton hasn't really hardened yet, which means it actually is generally it's less brittle, so it repairs itself a lot faster. So actually, you don't need to give it too much extra widdly weep I don't know how else to drive.
Oh no, it's
Star Trek medicine.
Wavy thingy, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't need to give it too much more of a woo to sort of get it on its way and moving properly again. Back on the surface, what are you lot up to?
Well, I thought there was something technological here.
That certainly seemed to be what the signature said.
Perhaps
it's in the cave?
The signature was localized tetron bursts.
Oh, right. The tech one was the tower, which was what we wanted to get at first. Are the tetron bursts coming from inside the cave?
The only source of tetron bursts you found was 30 meters down the mountain.
Oh, okay. And now that the injured has been moved to the ship, is there nothing in the area?
No other major tetron bursts that you can spot with your scanning. There is just a mountain and a cave.
King Arthur speaking with Merlin. Should we go in the cave?
I think so. I don't know that we'll find anything terribly good, given that there are no tetron bursts at all, as far as I can tell now. But perhaps we will find at least something that will give us more information.
Killard nods and will, unless anybody says otherwise, take point.
Kallus is happy that, because it means that he's not walking into rock, he's walking into Killard when he focuses too hard on his tricorder.
Do you want to do anything while we're going in, Rogers?
Nothing specific.
Okay. We've all got torches.
I mean,
go on.
You were saying something, Hardwick?
No, I can't remember.
Well, in that case, Killard will get his torch out and head in first.
Okay. The cave's dark, and your torch, you shine it around. You can't see any signs of life in here, but you can certainly follow the trail of ooze that went in. It just sort of seems to lead deeper and deeper into the cave, where the cave begins to narrow as you carry on walking forward.
I'm going to be using my tricorder to map the cave, just in case.
You can carry on for a while mapping the cave and following the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And you get some way into what seems to be a bit of a cave network.
Right.
But after a certain point, the tunnels narrow so much that you'd have to basically just start. First, you have to crouch. And then it starts to narrow further. And it sort of gets to that point of, is this really a good idea?
Do they by any chance? I mean, assuming that the ooze is still trailing down these caves, do they by any chance get to about the size of the thing that we found?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Okay, so definitely a burrowing species in its early stages. Can I get any idea from the scans that I can do from here as to whether or not this cave system joins the larger cave system below? Or would that require ship-scale sensors?
To confirm that would require ship-scale sensors, but you could make a roll to see whether it seems feasible based on what you can find.
With the lack of anything further to do down here, I would actually suggest that we head back out and head back to ship, where hopefully Dr. Takav has had some success with his patient.
Killard raises. And do we have communications to the ship this deep into the cave? I'll give it a go. The call in the darkness. Hello, can you receive me?
Am I receiving anything?
Yeah, the call's coming through. It sounds a little bit muffled, but yeah, you're receiving it.
This is Dr. Takav speaking.
The Kestrel returned to the wild. A Kestrel, its wing repaired.
Yes, the hatchling seems to be responding well to treatment. Its exoskeleton has not hardened sufficiently yet to make injury repair difficult.
King Arthur standing in Castle Terrible. I am standing in its house. Would you care to teleport it to me?
That is one possible option. It would also possibly be logical to keep the creature here for the time being to allow us to study it safely.
Is there... How replaceable are our comms pins?
You have a stock of them. Yeah. I mean, if you burn through them all, like, once a week, then your supply will run out and you'll have to return to the station to get more.
Well, I'm thinking if I leave mine here, then we have somewhere to lock onto to teleport it back down, meaning it won't have to crawl all of its way given that it's injured. It'll get to the closest we can get it to the cave system it wants to be in.
Okay. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
I mean, if they can get a lock on your badge, they can teleport it back.
A beacon upon the beach. A beacon lighting the way. Mermaute sailing. I'm going to leave my badge here so that we can use it as a waypoint to return the creature when we wish to.
A logical plan.
I take my badge off. And I'm going to put it above where I think the creature could have reached so that, like, if there's any more, they don't pick it up and fuck off with it.
I mean, beacon.
I am a man who has toddlers.
are you comparing an alien nymph to a toddler?
Yes. Yes, I am. Because I know what children are like, and yes, I am putting it out of the way for two reasons. One, I do not want them to lose it down the back of the alien sofa, and two, I do not want them to try and eat it.
That is genuinely an issue with small children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's so weird.
So, at that point, with the makeshift beacon in place, I'm going to suggest we head back out, meet up with Rogers in the slightly larger section of the tunnel. And I think at that point it's tap, tap, three to beam up.
You will be beamed up.
I will...
You possibly notice that the transporter room team don't quite meet your eyes.
You didn't send them straight to medbay, did you?
That killad will give them a look.
I've seen that look before. He'll do it once. Yep.
They look very sheepish.
This is the chief of security's patented. I've recorded that piece of information in my brain. If I have to record it again, we will talk about it. And I don't talk in English.
Make sure, well, depending on when the patient becomes available to be transported back down, Kilat has left his badge down there as a beacon. When the patient goes back down, I want you to make sure that the badge comes back up. Is that understood? You or whoever relieves you. I don't really care.
Yes, sir. We'll make sure of it, sir.
Excellent. Make sure it's returned to Kilat once you get it.
Yes, sir.
And then off to science, I guess. Interesting question. Did we get any more data on the aliens' communications that we can add to the data set the computer is crunching through?
You did record some Tetrian scans, assuming you were recording them, not just...
Always?
Yeah, if you are making recordings, then yes, you have Tetrian scan data.
Actually, I will open a comm channel to Dr. Takav and ask... Dr. Takav, I don't know if you have been already, but could I request that you keep a tricorder nearby and recording for the patient's Tetrion bursts? It may be useful for the language analysis if we can find out how juveniles and the injured modify their calls.
Understood. I will start recording that.
I will go and put my recordings into the data set.
Excellent. Yes, you go add your recordings to the data set. It is still churning through the large amount of data you've given it. Yeah, as you switch on the recorder, Dr. Takav, and yeah, it's not regular, but yeah, there's occasional little Tetrian burst from the creature.
Fascinating.
Rogers is going to head to MedLab with the suggestion of trying to tag the juvenile.
Yes.
Do you think that would work?
Certainly a possibility. I do not see a reason that it wouldn't work, unless it gets too deep for us to continue following its readings. Also, it would depend on whether the creature sheds it over the course of its lifespan, or how rapidly it does so.
Have we already observed...
We saw the ones at the tower shedding the skin, didn't we?
Did they shed, or did they... just sort of add bits?
They shed their old skin.
Okay, so full-on insect molting type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do know they shed, but you don't know how frequently. It's certainly something you could try, because either it would work or it wouldn't. But there's unlikely to be... The doctor's spent enough time examining this creature that he can probably comfortably say that it wouldn't do the creature any harm. Try it.
Well, the other alternative maybe is to send down a probe with it to actually see where it goes. I don't know if that's an option either.
Depends on the size of the probe, I suspect.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were those little floating fuckers that were on the Enterprise? We could do with a few of them.
I was thinking of that movie with the sonar. I can't remember which one that was. It was one of the TNG ones.
Insurrection?
Possibly. And they had those little floaty drone things that darted people with transporter beacons.
Yeah, that was Insurrection.
Yeah, we got any of them things? Or failing that, can the engineering department's printer print them? Because I know that they'll have an industrial replicator. Because why carry spare parts when you can print them?
Yeah, you can probably. There probably are some probes available on the ship. Well, you know, you have probes available on the ship.
I mean, it might just help with the, you know, what we're beaming into, if it can actually make it to the cavern system.
or at least an area of the cavern system big enough for us to teleport into.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can, that when the coordinates were first shared, the transporter team believed that certainly they could do it. It would just take more effort. Basically, they'd have to do some careful calculations to make sure you actually arrived at the right spot and not halfway through a wall. But it would certainly be possible to transport you there.
If we got a drone down there, could we use the drone as an improvement for the transporter data?
Potentially, yes.
All right, well, there's a second option.
That would give them an extra thing to fix onto, I suppose. So, yeah.
I was going to point the ship sensors at it, wasn't I, to see whether or not the cave system's even linked up?
Mm-hmm.
I will do that once we're done with Dr. Dekarve and co. Sorry, it just came to me whilst I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you're all doing in medbay at the moment?
Particularly... should we be attempting to work on the communicator, the translator?
Okay. If you're not doing anything in... Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, if it's, you know, if we have had enough time since the last go,
you can head that way to look. I believe you've set that up in science.
Mm-hmm.
And science is also where you want to go to scan the surface.
Okay. Ooh. So we're all going to science. Hooray!
Yeah, different parts of the science bay, but yes. There's the sensor area is separate from the complicated computational task zone, which is separate from the lab area.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone thought about the layout.
I mean, they obviously...
stuff leaking over the computer. Okay, so I will toddle off to the sensor section and start pointing the array at various things. That's an interesting one. Do I have to use the ship's thingies for this? Or is it part ship, part me?
I believe it's part ship, part you, but the ship actually has a talent that's appropriate.
Ooh.
Because ship has high resolution sensors.
So its die roll could count as two.
What's its difficulty?
It'd be sensor science, I assume?
Yes.
In which case, you'd be rolling against 12, with successes counting as 2 high resolution.
Okay. I don't think I've got any relevant focuses.
This will be a difficulty of 2.
Can I nab 2 dice, please?
Yes, I believe so. We've got 6.
Okay. I will be rolling 1 ship dice against 12.
Yep.
And 4 dice for me, because I bought 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is it reason science again?
Yes.
Okay. So
give me a minute to double check that one. For you, I actually have a thing. I'm not just making it up. The ship, I'm totally making it up. Yeah, senses and science. So reason and science, yes.
Okay. So first dice is against 12 and the remaining 4 are for 16.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Well, we're full on momentum again.
Hooray!
Because that's a 1 on the ship dice.
Oh my god, does that count as 4?
I think so. And I got all of my dice succeeded, with one of them also being a 1.
Oh my god.
I don't know what happened. That's not supposed to happen.
Your dice momentarily thought you were playing D&D, obviously. We'll punish him.
That's probably it. I won't tell them that.
No. We're playing D&D dice. Honest, really.
So that's 4 off the ship plus 5 from me, so 9.
So you have full momentum.
Yeah. Really?
Sorry.
Do we? Full
I'm
momentum?
Sorry.
My god.
And yeah, with the assistance of the ship sensors and, you know, the greater distance you've got from observing from space rather than from the surface, you can definitely sort of follow the mapping of the tunnels and establish that, yes, these mountainside tunnels do appear to link up with what's below the surface. It is all one huge interconnected tunnel system.
So is the crust of this planet basically a sponge?
Not far off, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't have described it like that, but yeah, sure, why not? A sponge or like some sort of giant molecular sieve, except it's not actually trying to sieve anything. Because it's a bit more solid than a sponge.
It keeps producing solanogen, so...
Maybe it's like a giant pumice stone.
The solanogens are kind of produced in the liquid centre rather than the crust. The crust is the spongy bit.
Mmm, delicious. yeah, okay. I guess that's a geoscan, so it won't show me the insectoids at all. Do all of those tunnels seem to be like the product of burrowing, or are they more like geological formations? Or is it kind of half and half?
You think a mix of both.
Okay.
Certainly the geological formations were there, but it was almost certainly enhanced by the presence of these insectoid beings.
Huh. Okay. Still no sign of anything that might head towards the blind zone?
Nope.
Very interesting.
Well, the blind zone is in the middle of the core, the liquid core.
Yeah. Well, I'm not transporting in there to find out what's in it. Okay, well.
Yeah, a blind spot that reflects sensor scans, probably not a good plan to try and transport into that.
Yeah.
Not unless you want to end up, you know, back on the ship or in exploded.
Or generally everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reduced to
or
a
in molten
thin...
core. Generally a bad idea.
Reduced to a thin paste over the entirety of the universe would suck.
Yeah. Well, the sponge conclusion is definitely getting tacked onto the report. How's our patient doing?
Should we do the language model? Yeah, the language model next.
Yep. You can go back and... Yeah, it's definitely been making a lot of progress. You think you probably only need to do a small amount more to get some sort of translation in place.
Hey, Rogers, would you like Killad to watch over your shoulder again?
Ah, there. Hello?
Hello. We're about to do translation things.
I think I dropped out for a second.
Ah, we were about to do translation things, and Killad asked if you'd like him to watch over your shoulder again, Rogers.
Sure.
So I'll be rolling a 12, you'll be rolling a 12 for the ship. Do you want to spend 3 momentum and get 2 more dice for you?
Did we get back up to 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, by a long way. If we could have got the lot, we would have gotten all the way back up to 12.
Well, we might as well then.
Yeah.
Although this is now...
difficulty
we're on difficulty one, aren't we?
Yeah. So... the die. I will be providing you a success.
Okay.
The ship die is rolling against 12, and then...
Should we take the extra ones?
Yeah, definitely. I would say so.
Yeah.
Because...
Okay, so the ship still doesn't like me.
Helpful.
I rolled two ones.
Shit.
So that's four successes rolled on the dice.
No, because each of the two ones counts as 2 successes, so they count as 4 successes each. So that's 8 and 10. 13 successes total, because you've got a linguistics focus.
Yes, yeah.
I vote we don't tell the dice that they're not supposed to be rolling low.
No. We're definitely not telling them.
Yeah, don't share that with them. Dangerous.
Yep.
Okay, so you've got full momentum again. Yeah, feel free to make your 2 Star Trek dice plus science Star Trek dice roll.
Yeah, and tell me your results. And I think we need 3 to complete.
Because
it was 13, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep, 3 will do it.
Right. I got a 6.
Okay.
I got a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled 3 3s.
In which case, I suggest we spend 1 momentum and re-roll the 4s and 3s.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
So, re-roll the 4s and 3s, please.
Right, I've got a 1,
mm-hmm.
5,
mm-hmm.
a 4, and a 3.
Okay, we managed to get 3 work points and 2 effect, which I believe brings us to 13 and completes the mission. Well, completes the
yes.
thing we
completes,
were doing.
completes the first task, you have managed to put in the final data. And basically, what you're really doing at the moment is just sort of pulling out the data and just sense checking it as it's compiling. But yeah, you believe you have constructed a syntax matrix. This will allow you to understand the Opterans.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as this is an adaptation of your universal translator, and the universal translator does not emit tetrions, it does not allow you to talk to them.
Right.
Yeah.
We can understand what they're saying, though. That's the first start. And to be perfectly honest, when you lot tell Killad that, Killad will just look at you all and say, "Danric, in the sea." And he will turn his translator off so it doesn't translate what he meant.
Sure.
Well, it's a good start.
Yeah, certainly. With engineering, you almost certainly could do something by further development, but what you have now will not allow you to talk to them. Only understand.
Well, that's a bonus. Right.
Yeah, I guess that's a task for next.
Would you like me to do the thing, Archive?
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoy what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. Basically, wherever you have found this and are listening to it, leave us a review on it. If you want to leave us any messages, you can send them to thecultsoftandice@gmail.com, or you can go to thecultsoftandice.net and leave us a comment on there. I do remember to read them, honest. And you can also get us on the Twitters @CultsTandice. You can talk to me You can talk to me @Mordrigan. You can talk to her @TGremlin. Thank you very much for listening. And goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.